This week we're going to feature a sefer that we did not quote in the Fisher Family Legacy Agada. The person who wrote the sefer, Shem Olam, passed away without kids. He actually did not write the sefer himself. He had someone else write it for him. Rabbi Elazar Lippmann Lichtenstein passed away without kids, and a relative of his decided that he was going to put it out as a zecher l'shmasai. It's interesting that in the Askama they write that it's worth putting out a sefer like this because it does a chesed for both the Chaim and the Mesim. The Mesim, of course, because he passed away without kids. The Chaim, because his Almana was still alive. And the sefer was published in 1877. There's very little known about the author himself. A few details: his grandfather was Av Bezdin in Bialystok. He was a Talmud of Rav Tzintz, which is Varsha. They're beautiful Askamas. The Askamas point out that he officially was what we would call a Balabas, who sat and learned. And clearly, if anyone pays attention to the sefer, they will see that he did sit and learn, because the sefer is phenomenal. It's not a sefer that the regular Hamoinam would appreciate. It's more like a Malbim. It's quotes trying to show how Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh B'Peh connect each other and how you see it in the words. And hopefully we will eventually be able to use and write more of his stuff, which we Melitz Yoshevas. In the Haskama, one of the Haskamas, the person writes that the reason why he's getting involved with this is because there's a chesed for the Mesim and the Chaim. The Mesim is the author who passed away without kids, and the Chaim was his Amana. Now to the Vart. It says that after a Zav has 7 clean days, he has to immerse himself. He has to be rochas b'mayim. But what type of mayim? Even though most of the people are contaminated, like we know, by a nida and other things, they're allowed to go into a regular mikvah. But here, it's different. He has to be rochas b'sarei b'mayim chayim. Mayim chayim means he has to have a live well. It's a different type of immersion. Now, what's interesting is the pasuk right before those words, v'rochas b'mayim, v'rochas b'sarei b'mayim, says v'chibes begadav. So there's a connection between v'chibes begadav and v'rochas b'mayim, which means you might assume that they have the same type of similarity, that also the begadav would have to be done in the Mayim Chaim. Just like a Zav is an exception to the rule and he has to be Mayim Chaim and a mikvah is not good enough, you might assume v'chibes begadav, that his clothing as well is part of that exception. And the clothing as well should be placed into Mayim Chaim. But Chazal know, and they tell us that it's not true. There's a separation between the two, that the v'chibes begadav, the clothing, can be placed into a regular mikvah, ordinary mikvah, to be cleansed from contamination. But brachat b'mayim, on the person himself, must be Rachas B'sar Maim, he must be in the live water. He points out the Sefer, Shem Olam, fantastically. He uses the trup to prove this right. He says that the word V'chibes Begodov and V'rachas B'mayim are many times in Chumash, and specifically in Vayikra, and specifically in this parak alone. In this parak alone, in many of the Pesukim, I'm just quoting it right now, it has it on V'rachas B'mayim, literally almost every single Pesuk. Rachas B'mayim is Pasuk Hey, Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Zayin. All these people can say Rachas B'mayim, but none of them have the same trop as this one has. This one has an asnachta. An asnachta is like a semicolon. So really, you read it like this. You read the Pasuk that says, V'chita Zamizavi, V'chibes Begadav, asnachta, stop, V'rachas B'sari B'mayim Chaim. So he says that's how you prove it. Normally, V'chibes Begadav is written in with the trop, the canto, the musical notes that point out that it should be read together for Rochatz. He should clean his clothing together with himself. And normally that's true. The halachas are exactly the same. They both go into a regular mikvah. But over here, the dissolv is going into a mayim chayim and the clothing is not. And how would you assume the clothing does not have the same halachas? He says, look at the trop. V'chibes begadav is a reminder of what it is. V'chibes begadav, stop. For Rochatz basara b'mayim chayim. That means only the basara is b'mayim chayim. Only the person's guf has to be. Hope that was clear. We brought it up as well. Have a beautiful Shabbos.